Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Eftard Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 7th. Looks like we're going to start the grains higher this week. We had March corn up a dime overnight. We had March wheat up 7 cents. March beans up almost 24 cents. What we're looking for this week is how much Chinese buying is going to come after the Chinese Lunar New Year was up. They're now back to work. It looks like they're going to start off with some pretty good purchases here. 507,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That is certainly most likely China. But we'll have to see. Is there going to be more buying after this? We don't know. But, you know, certainly the market has priced a lot of this in. We're now about $2.40 higher since the first of the year. We all know about reductions in Brazil and Argentina. We know about the Chinese buying. This week, it's going to be a matter, you know, is there going to be another 500 tomorrow, or is there going to be a million tomorrow, a million five? Nobody really knows. But the other thing we're watching for this week is the WASDE report. You know, it looks like they're going to take the bean carryout down fairly significantly from about 350 down to about 410. If it's under 300, I think the beans will move higher. If it's over 310, I think the pros will take some profits out here. We're very overbought. We've got the funds long fair amounts of grain out here, corn and beans. So, you know, I would think that the pros would want to sell a rally on Wednesday. Now, today, it looks like if we do close strong here today, we could see a turnaround Tuesday before the report, a little bit of profit taking. But it's all going to be on, do the Chinese buy more tonight and tomorrow morning? What's the WASDE going to be? And of course, the other things that are hanging over the market is the weather in South America. It's going to be wet in the north again, which they really don't need. Drier in southern Brazil, which they do need some rains. And it looks like drier in Argentina. But these 10-day forecasts haven't been all that accurate, in my opinion. But that will certainly, you know, if it stays dry in Argentina and southern Brazil for the next week or two, that'll add some strength of the bean market. We've got the other issue out there this week that people are watching very closely. Actually, two issues. First, Russia, Ukraine. Are the Russians going to invade during the Olympics? It's certainly possible. President Xi met with Putin at the Olympics last week. They said they were doing a grain deal. I'm not so sure if that wasn't a cover story for Putin to get Xi's blessing for going into Ukraine during the Olympics. And the other story is China going to move on Taiwan, which everybody seems to think is a fairly done deal out here. So there's a lot of moving targets floating around this market this week. I would say the pros will want to sell any sharp rallies. If Putin does go in, they're going to sell wheat on a sharp rally. If the WASDE's report is friendly, I think they'll sell more beans. But it's going to be a wild, volatile week, in my opinion. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.